In the third and final act, dawn is breaking as the villagers assemble in a huge cave, open to the sea through a narrow arch in the background, with a flight of steps leading to the world above and capable of being closed with an iron gate. Pasco is thought to be the traitor who is lighting the beacon. He remains silent, and the crowd howls for his death. But Mark appears at the cave entrance saying, "I, Mark, am the betrayer." He demands to be condemned. Thyrza steps out to claim her share of the guilt. If Mark lit the flame, it was at her behest. The two lovers stand together to welcome death. The sea can be heard dashing against the mouth of the cave as Lawrence, the lightkeeper, grimly explains his choice of how the traitors will die. The tide is rising, and they will be locked in the cave to drown. Pasco calls on Thyrza to repent, but she proudly rejects him yet again. He struggles to pull her from the cave, but when she threatens the village with her curse, he at last lets her go. She flies to Mark's arms, and the villagers leave the rising waters of the cave. The iron gate clangs too, and over the lovers' final duet rises the psalm for the passing of souls. Now we'll hear the final scene of Act 3.